A very warm welcome to your five for the day. Think about the things you do every day. Go to work, spend time with your family, eat, or maybe watch TV. Whether it's helping others or getting rest, you'll find value in all of those things. But do you see value in spending time with your Creator? God created you to spend time with Him. By doing so, you're honouring Him, helping others, and getting spiritual rest and peace. Do you ever just spend time with God because of who He is, not for what He can do for you? Have you spent time with Him to tell Him how much you appreciate Him and to thank Him for all that He's done for you, not just to give Him a whole list of everything you need to be happy? It's easy to be busy all the time with an endless to-do list instead of stopping to spend time alone with God. Whatever you're doing or not doing, the truth is, at this moment, each one of us is as close to God as we choose to be. In the Gospel of Luke, there was a woman named Martha who made a choice. She kept herself so busy while Jesus was visiting her and her sister. Her sister Mary seated herself at the Lord's feet and was listening to His teachings. But Martha, overly occupied and too busy, was distracted with much serving. She came up to Jesus and said, "Lord, is it nothing to you that my sister has left me to serve alone?" You see, Martha was distracted from Jesus by work. Do you ever find yourself saying, "I do all the work around here. Everybody else is always having a good time while I just work, 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 work"? Martha may have thought the same thing, because she pleaded with Jesus for Mary to help her. But the Lord replied to her by saying, "Martha, Martha, you're anxious and troubled about many things. There is need of only one thing, and Mary has chosen the better part." So what is really important? Work is definitely important, but it wasn't the most important thing for Martha to be doing at that particular time. You know, learning what to do and when to do it is a very key issue, because when we do the right thing at the wrong time, it becomes the wrong thing to do. This was not the time for Martha to be working, because Jesus was passing by. There was an opportunity for her to spend time with Him that she might not ever get again. What Martha needed was to make a better choice. She needed to make a wiser choice, and that choice was to spend time with Jesus. We need to begin to discern the better choices in our lives, and we need to make those choices. Time is the number one thing that we need to choose to invest for intimacy in our relationship with God. God loves us so much, and He wants to have a personal, intimate relationship with us. And when I think that God, His Son not sparing, sent Him to die, I scarce can take it in. That on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, He bled and died to take away my sin. Isn't He worth spending time with today? If you want to have a closer walk with Him, you need to make some changes, and some of them will be challenging. To make more time with God a priority, you may have to say no to some people that don't want to hear no. And you may have to cut off some things that really aren't of any use in your life anymore. But the reward of growing closer to God will always be greater than the difficulties you experience to get there. Make a determined decision today to get as close to God as you can be. Remember how gentleman Jim Reeves put it, "When my feeble life is over, time for me will be no more. Guide me gently, safely over to thy kingdom shore, to thy shore. Just a closer walk with thee. Grant it, Jesus, is my plea, daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be."